Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, January 21st, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, less than a year after joining Apple, former Cisco executive Stella Lowe is leaving the company and departing her role as Vice President of Communications. In place of Lowe, Apple CEO Tim Cook has appointed Kristen Huguet as Apple's new Vice President in charge of worldwide communications. Until this week's announcement, Quayle had served as Apple's Vice President of Corporate Communications, having first joined the company back in 2005. The new promotion is effective immediately, and in a statement to 9to5Mac, an Apple spokesperson said that Quayle is uniquely suited for this new role. The shakeup is particularly interesting for a number of reasons. For context, Steve Dowling was named Apple's Vice President of Communications in 2015, taking the reins from Steve Jobs' confidant, Katie Cotton. Dowling, however, abruptly left the company in October of 2020, and from there, Apple fellow Phil Schiller was in charge of Apple's public relations until Lowe was hired in May of 2021. But now, just 8 months later, Lowe is departing the company, and the only reason Apple has given is that she is desiring to spend more time with her family. Lowe's 8 months on the job were tumultuous in a number of ways. Apple is currently embroiled in a number of high-profile legal battles with the likes of Epic Games and Spotify. Apple is also facing antitrust pressure in multiple countries around the world. Apple also announced new child safety features last summer, which were widely criticized, and many of those criticisms centered on Apple's announcement and press around the features more than anything else. So you have to think that maybe the botched child safety feature announcement is part of what led to Lowe's departure. Again, Kristen Huguet's appointment to Apple's Vice President of Worldwide Communications role is effective immediately. In other news today, Epic's appeal of the ruling in the legal battle with Apple has officially kicked off. In a new filing with the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, Epic urges the court to overturn the initial verdict, saying that Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers erred in her ruling that the App Store and its guidelines do not violate antitrust laws. As a refresher, both Apple and Epic Games are appealing the ruling from Judge Rogers. The original decision required that Apple adjust its App Store guidelines to allow developers to link out to third-party payment options. Judge Rogers, however, decided that Apple did not hold a monopoly on the market of app distribution or of in-app purchase payments. In this week's filing with the Court of Appeals, Epic argues that it has proven multiple times that Apple unlawfully does hold a monopoly in both of those areas. Epic asked the court to overrule the original decision and send the case back to Judge Rogers, with instructions on how to address the issues raised in its antitrust lawsuit. Epic claims that it has shown again that Apple unlawfully maintains its monopolies and excludes all competitors in the markets. Elsewhere in the appeal, Epic cited the Mac as evidence Apple is able to offer far less restrictive alternatives for app purchases and installations. Epic also references Apple's less restrictive alternatives for physical goods and services on iOS. But ultimately, because this decision is being appealed by both Apple and Epic, it's going to be quite a lengthy appeals process, and we wouldn't expect any sort of decision or changes anytime soon. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5Toys, who has more details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
All of this weekend's best Apple-friendly deals are now up for the taking and headlined as Amazon is offering the all-new Beats Flex Pro True Wireless Earbuds for $153. Normally fetching $200, you are looking at the very first discount since launching back in November at 24% off. Delivering the brand's latest flagship earbuds, the new Beats Flex Pro arrive with a true wireless design geared towards tagging along on workouts and the like, thanks to IPX4 water resistance and wingtip designs. Those in the Apple ecosystem will find its built-in H1 chip to be the star of the show, enabling support for Hey Siri alongside fast pairing and more. Plus, battery life clocks in at 6 hours, with the companion charging case bumping that up to 24 hours in total. We were big fans of these earbuds in our hands-on review, and today's price cut makes them even more enticing. Also on sale today, Belkin is taking 15% off a selection of its in-house charging accessories. Our top pick is the Boost Charge Pro 4-port 108-watt USB-C GAN charger at $76. Normally fetching $90, you are looking at one of the very first price cuts on top of a new all-time low. Delivering enough juice to refuel your entire Apple kit, Belkin's latest charger sports a 108-watt output spread over 4 ports. First up, we have a pair of USB-C GAN slots capable of charging a MacBook Pro at full speed, as well as iPads and other gear. Then there's 2 USB-A slots for topping off iPhones and accessories. Everything is housed in a low-profile form factor, which sports a 6.6-foot power cord to round out the package. And last up, to round out Friday's best deals, Anker's official Amazon storefront is now discounting a selection of its UV smart home security cameras and accessories. Our top pick is the Eufy Solo HomeKit Indoor Cam for $34. Down from $40, you are looking at the lowest price since Black Friday alongside the third best price to date. Anker's Eufy Indoor Camera expands your Siri setup with HomeKit secure video support and 1080p feeds for some added peace of mind. Connecting right to your Wi-Fi, other notable features include motion alerts, AI person and pet detection, and two-way audio. You'll find all of this weekend's other best deals over at 9to5toys.com as well.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's also very helpful to us if you leave us a 5-star rating and a review. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.